Hello, my name is Ari Santos. I am a senior animator working on Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and this is Hepcrack Queen.
Royal Court, it's time. Let the gem dropping begin. Energy, vibes, inspiration. I'm Renee Reed, and this is Tech Rap Queen. Beautiful people, the Royal Court, welcome to yet another incredible episode and rap session on Tech Rap Queen. I am, of course, your queen, the Renee. In this spirit of tech design and culture, I love amplifying all the dope things that Black people are doing across multiple industries. My next guest, you're going to hear about his journey to the world of animation and working on Spider-Verse, a computer animated film by Marvel. Without further ado, Mr. Ere Santos, welcome.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for being on Tech Rap Queen.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
We're going to get into all the good stuff.
Absolutely.
Let's jump into first. Tell us something about animator life, the world of animation that people wouldn't necessarily know.
Common misconception for animators is that we, for especially 3D animators, because I work in a computer, I don't draw at all. Drawing is an important skill to have as an animator, obviously, because you need to know about design and form and all that kind of stuff. But we are closer to actors and we are closer to illustrators, you know? So I spend a lot of my time acting out. I have a mirror on my desk where I'm looking at my facial expressions the entire time. Allows me to kind of like have that as an inspiration. And my main thing is I spend a lot of time using these digital puppets to kind of create performances to make people laugh, and sometimes make people cry. And I think that's a common misconception, is that 3D animators do a lot of drawing, but it's a lot more acting. Like, I actually film myself acting and then try and imitate the ideas from my acting in the computer.
See, I would have definitely gone to illustration, the drawing aspect. So yeah, you just schooled me. Let's talk about the journey to this world of animation.
Yeah, I think so. I started off learning animation by myself, and I remember watching behind the scenes footage of like different animated movies when I was a kid. And then I remember seeing this one behind the scenes where a guy was doing something on a computer, and I kind of at the time I was like 8 or 9 years old, and I was like, wait a second, someone's working at the computer. They're probably getting paid to do that. Wait, you can get paid to make cartoons? Wow, that's amazing. I want to do that. So that was when I feel like the bug, I kind of like got bitten by that bug. Yeah. And I was like, this is what I want to do. That's what I want to do. But along the same, you know, as a kid, every kid wanted to be like, I want to be fireman. I want to be this. I want to be that. So I was like, I want to be an actor. I want to be, you know, a musician. I want to be this. I want to be that. I also want to be an animator, blah, blah, blah. You know, but the thing that kind of like rose to the top for me was animation. And right around the same time, a friend of mine told me like, oh, hey, by the way, there's this free software that you can download, and then you can just, you know, do animation and make games. So, and that software was called Blender, for those who are curious about it. And it's still free, and it's still such an amazing product. But yeah, I downloaded it, and I was watching tutorial after tutorial for years and years. And I got to a point where, as I was trying to learn animation, I realized I wasn't really able to learn it. There's certain things about animation that you just can't learn by yourself, that you have to, you know, get mentors and get instructors to learn. So I decided I'm going to go on IMDb, go to all my favorite animated movies, and just stalk every single animator that I just Googled everybody's name, click, 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 click. And I messaged everybody to find out if they had email, or I Googled everybody to find out if they had emails online somewhere. And I sent thousands of emails, and that was, you know, a big undertaking, but it was very beneficial. And then eventually, like, I out of those thousands of emails, I got, like 15, 20 replies. That was such a big lesson in persistence and patience. But those 15, 20 people were the most influential people for my career. And then fast forward to the end of high school. I'm about to graduate.
Wait, are you emailing these people while you're in high school?
I'm emailing these people while I'm in like middle school, junior high, all these different things. So like I'm obsessed at this point, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So your persistence is starting early.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's really, really important to love fully, you know, and in every aspect of your life, like it romantically for sure. But then also when it comes to like inspiration and things that you love doing, if you love something, love it fully, you know, and it's really, really important to kind of, I'm a huge advocate in obsession. I think healthy obsession is good, you know,
yes.
Like when you learn how to manage your obsession, when you learn how to love something fully, but then not let it take over your life. I think that's a very, very important skill to develop over time. So as you fast forward, I'm about to start graduating high school. And at the time, my older brother was turning 21. I was turning 18. And then my parents were like, hey, you know, we have a bunch of air miles saved up. Like, we want to send you guys wherever you want to go, like on a road trip for your birthday. And a few weeks earlier, I had seen that some Pixar animators in San Francisco were doing this, or in Emeryville, were doing this like free portfolio review. And I was like, wait a second, this is perfect. I went to my brother. I was like, hey, do you want to go to San Francisco? Do you want to go? And he's like, yeah, let's go. So we did. We flew down there.
When your parents say, hey, we've got these miles and you guys can take this trip, where are you then?
I'm in Calgary, Alberta at the time.
You're in Canada.
I'm actually not even Canadian. I'm not American. I'm actually Scottish. Like, I grew up, I know.
Whoa, back it up.
I know. I was actually born in Nigeria, so I have a Nigerian passport as well. And then I grew up in Scotland, the northeast of Scotland. And so I have my British passport. And then when I moved to Canada, throughout the entire time I was living here, because at the time they weren't allowed to give three passports out. So I was thinking to get another citizenship, or else I'd have to renounce one of my other citizenships.
Right.
So eventually I got to go to Emeryville. And as we were driving into Emeryville, I was like, well, let's go to the Pixar gates and take the picture and do the whole thing. So we drive up to the gates, and like I'm looking up and I'm seeing the gates, and it's like my childhood is flashing before my eyes. So we get out, take the pictures, and I'm like, I see this, there's a guy in the security booth. To walk up to him, and I'm like, hey, I know this is a long shot, but I just thought I'd ask, is it at all possible if me and my brother can get a tour? And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry to say, but unfortunately, because it's a closed film set, we can't actually give out tours. And I said, that's fine. And I had all this like passion rising up. You know what, sir? I'm going to work here one day. And he's like, you know, you do that. You, if that's your dream, you do that and you're going to make it. I'm like, I will, you know? So later on that day, I'm doing the portfolio review. And one of the animators there was an animator that I had been admiring for years and years, like 5-6 years at this point. And I was like, okay, I need to make sure that I go to him. I need to make sure that I get to show him my work. I'm not going to say his name just to protect his anonymity, but I showed him my work, and he asked me, he's like, oh, so how old are you? I'm like, well, I'm 18. He's like, oh, I'm 18. Oh, how did you, when you start learning animation? Go, oh, I've been doing it for 3 years. Because at that point, you know, if you see high schoolers doing animation, you're like, okay, well, it's not going to be anything interesting. And I show him my work, and I'm sitting there kind of like looking at him through the side of my eye, just trying to see his reaction. And then as he's watching, he's like, wait, how old did you say you were? This is really impressive. For, I mean, not good animation, but like I can see the heart behind it. Like I really see your passion. And I'm like, thank you so much. You're my hero. I do it. You know, I mean, have you ever been to Pixar before? And I'm like, I mean, I've been outside the gates, and he's like, okay, I'm just going to text my wife because I'm going to be a little bit late. He takes me and my brother, and he gives us a tour, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a bitch. Oh, it is the Oscar for Toy Story. Oh, this, that. And I'm like freaking out like a little kid all around the studio. I'm just having my life. And he, the entire time, he's just laughing at me because he knows how much that means to me. And my brother, who, you know, is absolutely not into animation, he's like, cool.
You're like, do you understand where you are?
Exactly. This is like the history of animation in this room. I finish that and we leave the building, and he's like, you know what, Ari, I just want to let you know that this was just to say congratulations for getting this far by yourself. And I need to let you know you're no longer by yourself. I am here with you. I'm going to help you out.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So fast forward, I started going to university.
You actually didn't go to school for animation.
No. So I went to school for math instead. My parents highly encouraged me to have a backup for my artistic pursuits. I also love teaching. I wanted to be a math teacher in case animation didn't work out. You know, I have the most drive ever had in my life. Like, you know what? I'm going to, no matter what's going to happen, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it. So I had applied to Pixar maybe 2-3 times at this point. Got rejected. As I start the beginning of my second year of university, I get contacted by my mentor at Pixar, and he says, hey, can you please send me your portfolio? He's like, yeah, I'm just going to show it to the head of the department. He's like, oh, yeah, the head of the department wants to have a chat with you. So I'm talking to the head of the department. My other mentor, who was at Sony, was like, hey, Ari, you should apply to Sony. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to apply because I'm still in school. And he's like, oh, don't worry, just apply. And I'm like, well, also, even if I did get in, which I'm not going to get in, I'm not going to drop out of school. And he goes, oh, don't worry about it. That's why I applied. Fast forward to the end of my second year, where I've heard nothing back from Pixar. I've heard nothing back from Sony. This is like 5 months after applying and 5 months after, you know, talking to those people. Mm-hmm. I applied to the Pixar internship, and again, not really feel like I'm going to get it, because at this point, this is about 10 years of me learning animation by myself. And at the end of my second year, I'm getting a bunch of, like, this life is getting really difficult. Like, there's a lot of stuff happening with my family. A good friend of mine committed suicide. Life is really, really, you know, getting me down. And I thought to myself, you know what? I think this is probably a good time to give up animation, because it's a pipe dream, and, you know, it's just not really going to be, it's not really worth it at the end of the day. So I'm sitting in the bleachers, like the soccer bleachers, and I'm just thinking to myself, the only thing that will make me not quit animation in this moment, if I get into Pixar, that'll be it, you know? And I kid you not, 2 minutes later, my phone buzzes, pull it out, I look at it, an email saying Pixar internship. And I'm like,
In the subject line.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. I look at where it's from. It's from @pixar.com. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's the real domain.
I open it up and it says, hey, Ari, are you free for an internship this summer? I'm screaming. I'm happy. I'm so, like, I'm freaking out. I call my mom and I'm like, mom, guess what? She's like, what? I'm like, mom, guess. She goes, wait, Pixar? Yes. Just screaming on the phone. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like running back to my dorm, my dorm room. I'm telling all the guys in my dorm, I'm like, oh, congrats, man. Like, it's just like the best moment of my life. Fast forward a couple of days, like this is 4 or 5 days later on, and I get another email from imageworks.com. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Hey, Ari, we'd love to bring you for an interview for Hotel Transylvania. And I'm like freaking out and I'm like, oh my gosh, no way. So that was probably one of the biggest lessons of my life. 10 years of silence, and in 4 days, everything changed.
Wow.
So, and that was, I think, one of the most important lessons that I learned in my life.
That you can go from famine to feast.
And literally from dry to downpour, you know, and that was such a huge thing.
10 years. That was 10 years, yeah. In that moment, like built up.
And in one sentence, my whole life changed. I get to Pixar, and I kid you not, it all seems like such an orchestrated, you know, thing. I get to Pixar, my first year of Pixar, I'm walking up to the security booth. Guess who's sitting there? Same security guard from 3 years earlier on. And he's like, hey, welcome to Pixar. Cool, here's a badge. And I'm like, you definitely don't remember me, but I was here 3 years ago. I told you I was going to work here one day. And he's like, he comes out of the booth and he gives me a hug. He's like, congratulations, son. Welcome to Pixar. And I'm like, thank you so much. I walk in and it's like the most magical experience. And in the Pixar animation internships, every intern had their own mentor. And my mentor was the same mentor from that, like, I met again 3 years prior.
On that trip,
legitimately. And I got there as we're doing like the meeting with all the mentors. My mentor comes in and he's like,
hey, Ray, he runs up to me.
And he gives me a hug. He's like, you made it. Come, let's go. And that summer was just like, I learned so much about myself. I learned so much about the industry. And like, I made so many great friends that summer inside the studio, outside of the studio, that are still, you know, some of my very, very close friends today.
So you get the internship at Pixar and you walk in and you see the other interns. What is the makeup of Black interns, Black animators at that time?
Yes. So in my first internship, I was Pixar's second ever Black animation intern. My second internship, there's two of us. But the makeup of the first one, there was eight interns in total. There was two guys and six gals in the internship.
That first internship, one of two Black interns ever.
Yes. Yeah. And the other animators had helped get me in contact with the head of the department, who I sent my portfolio to. He was the first Black animation intern that they had.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's pushing it forward, which is just fantastic. So halfway through the internship, I get an email from Sony and I say, hey, we talked to the team and we talked to the production. And if you're interested, we're totally willing to work out a part-time deal for you. We've never done this before, but we'd like to try it out and see if it's going to work. So I go back to Vancouver and I start working at Sony during my third year of university. So I'm studying full-time and then working part-time at this, you know, on Hotel Transylvania 3. And it was such an amazing opportunity. As I was working on it, I'm seeing all the stuff that's happening on the first Spider-Verse movie. We have access to watch all the footage from all the movies that Sony is working on. So I'm looking at this footage from the first Spider-Verse movie and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to change the industry. I need to work on this movie. Like, I worked my butt off to like make sure that I showed myself worthy to work on the first movie. And getting close to the end of my contract, so I messaged the artist manager and I said, hey, do you know what's happening with my contract? Like, oh yeah, for sure. Come back to my office and we'll chat about your contract. And I'm like, this is the moment. I'm going to get extended. So it says here that your contract's ending on the 6th. And I'm like, yep. He's like, yeah, sorry, your contract's ending on the 6th. They're only looking for senior animators at the time. And like, since I'm still a junior animator. And I was like, dang, I get back to my desk and I start crying. No.
Physically crying.
Like, literally, like, there's, like, no one is around me, so I'm just, like, I put my head down, I'm just crying, you know? I'm just having this moment where I'm just like, this is not a good feeling, you know? But I felt so grateful, though, up to the point, like, I've been able to go to Pixar, I've been able to work on Hotel Transylvania. Like, I've learned so much in such a short period of time. That moment, I made a decision. I said to myself, I want to make sure that I'm never in a place where people don't fight to keep me. I want to make sure that I'm never in a place where people don't fight to keep me.
Gem drop.
I want to make sure that if I'm at a company, they're going to be like, we need this guy. We need him. So that was a great, great lesson that I learned in that moment. Luckily, Pixar contacted me and said, hey, do you want to come back? I was like, yes, actually 100%.
Funny you should ask.
Exactly. So. You know, I traded in one piece of gold for another piece of gold. So I was just very, very grateful for that. And then fast forward 3 years, I have another friend from Sony who said, hey, Ari, let's have a chat. We're starting up on Spider-Verse 2. I want you to come back. And I was like, not this again. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go through the pain of like, he's like, no. It's an amazing project. You need to be on this one. You're going to do amazingly. You thought the first one was groundbreaking. Just wait till you see this. Wait till you see the second one. So I'm like, okay, I'll buy it. You know? So I started Sony, and that's what I've been working on. So full circle, coming back. And now I'm working as a senior animator on Spider-Verse 2.
I'm thinking about someone who's wants to know more about animation. What are those what are those skills that are important to have?
I think, you know, animation, whether it's on paper or if it's with clay or if it's with, you know, whatever you're doing, computer, whatever, a great way to start with that is by learning the 12 principles of animation, which are a classic. There's debate on how many principles there should be. Like sometimes there's only three, sometimes there's 15, some, you know, but all right, if you just Google 12 principles of animation, once you start learning each one, you start to internalize a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And that'll help you kind of get your start so you understand the principles of animation. And when you start to practice it either in the computer or with clay or with a puppet or with paper and pencil, when you start applying those principles, that's when your animation starts to look believable. Because the number one thing for any animator to know is that they need to make sure that the work is believable. A lot of what we do is impossible. A lot of what we do is not, you know, real. So we need to make sure that something may not be real, but it needs to be believable.
I love what you're showcasing across all social media. Your post goes viral. What do you think was the appeal? Because you had posted other things that got, you know, some attention, but this one, which is a reference, is that what it's called?
Yes, reference, okay. Yeah, reference comparison.
Why do you think this one made people go, oh, wow?
Yeah, I think completely unintentional, but I think that, first of all, it's Spider-Man, and like people, the internet loves Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse especially, and especially because the trailer was just released at the time for the sequel, and like there's a lot of buzz and like people were really excited about it. And another thing too that really helped was the fact that I am Black and I do have a lot of similarities with when it comes to Miles, and like I definitely felt, which is one of the, I will say this, it was one of the things that really, really bummed me about not getting to work on the first movie, is that I felt really connected to Miles. I was like, I really feel like I can do something special with him. And I really, really want to be able to animate him. And I feel, you know, so blessed that I get to be on this other end of things and helping, you know, bring Miles to life for the second movie.
So explain to the Royal Court, what is a reference?
So yeah, as I was saying a little bit before, as an animator, we're always just trying to be performers, right? And what happens a lot is that I always, I'm a huge advocate for gaining inspiration from real life and being able to like go outside and look at cool stuff, or film yourself and look at cool stuff, or go on the internet and look at cool stuff, and just kind of find inspiration and reference for your performances. And that's on the artistic level, but on the more technical level, filming reference helps you figure out, you know, my scene is this long and I need to get from point A to point B. How do I do that? Okay, let me start acting out to see how I can do that. Okay, well, not only how do I get from point A to point B, but for me, another really important question is, how do I get to point A to point B in an interesting and unique way, you know? And how do I get that interesting? And then, like I said before, animators are very similar to actors, and the director will have their own notes of like, hey, I want the character to do this, I want the character to do that. When you're doing this, make sure to keep that in mind. And like the character's motivation for the scene is, when you take that and I start filming reference, I'm thinking about all these different things. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try a bunch of different things to see what feels cool and what feels fun. I'll film in and what doesn't feel right. And like, as I'm keeping all the director's notes in my head, and then I go back to my computer as I'm editing it, I'm finding the pieces that are the most interesting, and I try and, you know, try to put them all together and then film again. And once I find the most interesting piece of reference, I take that into the computer and I start using those ideas that I got from the reference, and then exaggerating them and making them feel like Miles instead of making them feel like me. The core of it is like, you need to make sure that it's, you're not just animating yourself, you're animating the character, because I move like Eric, Miles moves like Miles. You know, Miles can do things like Eric and Eric can do things like Miles, but I need to make sure that I'm fully myself and Miles is fully himself. And I'm translating my ideas over into Miles.
What was the spark or inspiration to share that reference, work or process?
I think at the very, very beginning, the spark for me is always, you know, as poetic and cheesy as it sounds, but like, I think back to that 8-year-old boy who saw the behind the scenes and got inspired. That animator, I don't even know who that animator was, but just because they had a camera behind them, they don't know that, you know, they inspired me. And I wish I knew who it was. I wish I could go back in and look, but I can just post something online and some kid sees it and then gets inspired to be like, oh wait, you know, I can be one of that too. But I think the other thing that's, again, really important to me is that you can have a young Black kid who sees a Black animator like themselves. Wait a second. There are Black people in this field. And he goes, that means I can do it too. Like, and I think that is one of the major reasons why I think representation matters. Because I remember the very first time that I saw a Black animator, I was like, whoa, that's me. I can do this too. Wow, that's amazing. And the very first time I saw a Black animator was this man named Jamal Bradley. At the time, he was working at Disney. And I remember seeing him in one of the behind the scenes things. And I was like, wait, oh my gosh, he's amazing. So I think for me, that's the major spark, is being able to inspire somebody, you know, to think above themselves. And I think if I can take my whole career, can take my whole, you know, passion for animation and boil it down into that one thing, it's just that I want to be able to inspire someone to be able to think above themselves, be able to see that they are more than, you know, they can be more and they are more.
What's the best career advice that you have received?
The best career advice, I think, this is when I say it a lot, but it resonates with me a lot. And if there's anybody out there who's wanting to go into film or animation, best piece of advice I give is don't do it. But if when I said don't do it, you went, oh, really? Maybe I shouldn't do it. Then you shouldn't be doing it. But if you went, no, screw you, I want to do this. This is my passion. I don't care what you say. I'm going to do this. That's when you know that this is the career for you, because there's too much sacrifice and there's too much, you know, there's too much effort to put into this industry and this career that, you know, if you don't fully love it, it's not going to be worth it. Like, there's many other careers out there. You know, if you're going into it for the money, this is not the career for you. If you're going into it for the fame, this is not a career for you. You have to do it for the love of doing it, you know? And then, you know, all the other aspects sort out themselves. But you really have to love what you're doing in order to make sure that that you're doing. And that I personally feel that advice is not just for animation. For any field that you want to go into, you ask yourself, if someone told me not to do it, would I still be like, no, I'm going to do it? That's when you know that is where you're supposed to be. Be doing.
That is a signal.
Sometimes you have to come to that conclusion with yourself where,
yeah,
if you want like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this, then you have to have a tough conversation with yourself, you know? I think that's really important.
Final $1 million question, DC or Marvel?
Well, I am an employee of Sony Pictures Dress. I grew up watching a lot of the old Spider-Man cartoon. Spider-Man was a huge part of my life growing up, and then as the 2000s rolled around, the X-Men series and the MCU and this like Incredible Hulk, all these things. Yeah. I'm a Marvel boy at heart. I started buying comics. Like, I love Marvel so much. I never talk about it, but I love Marvel.
I have learned so much more about you, the animation industry. I'm just excited to see your journey. Thank you so much. This has been amazing.
Huge pleasure. Thank you so much, Renee. I appreciate it.
As always, Royal Court, be well, stay blessed, peace. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. To find out more about Tech Rap Queen, follow me on all the social media platforms at Tech Rap Queen and also at techrapqueen.com.